from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am usually very excited to talk to you guys. I can't think of a time since the Monday after the Super Bowl that I've been this excited to discuss this topic. We are going to skip all the pleasantries. We don't have any pizza to give away. I want to start with an analogy. And this analogy doesn't have to be a relationship analogy. It can just be a regular friendship analogy. I'm sure you have had this person in your life. It has been a beautiful 85-degree day. Man, the weather is perfect. The wind is hitting just right. You got a half day at work. You just came from happy hour. You had a nice little pina colada frozen, of course. You're feeling good. There's always one person that just finds something wrong with a beautiful day that you have had. Maybe you have been in a relationship with this individual. Man, you had an amazing day. You just got a raise at work. You know, you kind of looked at yourself in the mirror. The haircut was hitting right. You've been working out a little bit so you can see the progress you've been making. And now you got to come home to this person who her number one objective is to find something wrong with you. I want you to free yourself from that person. Whether it's that coworker, I want you to free yourself from that terrible relationship. I just want you to live free. Why I'm so excited is there are two kinds of Royals fans today. I only am interested in talking to one of them. Some of you are in the other camp, and I see the text line, and of course, we'll read it because I kind of have to. That's the job. There is one side of the coin. The Royals just finished the best series that they have had in almost a decade. That is not up for debate. That is not in question about the Royals. The Royals today, with the loss, just concluded the most positive 72 hours they have had in 9 years. No. It was not perfect. They didn't get an A+. They didn't get 100% on the quiz. They got a 95% on the quiz. I am not interested in people who are focused on the one question you got wrong on the quiz and not the 24 questions that you got right on the quiz to get the A. If I had polled any of you a week ago and said that the Royals are going to Cleveland, we don't even got to go back a week. We can go after they got thumped by the Philadelphia Phillies. Some of you were at that game on Saturday and Sunday when they got beat around. If I had told you that they were going to take 3 of 4 against the Cleveland Guardians, and I didn't tell you the order of the wins, I didn't tell you when they lost. I just said very simply, the Royals are going to win 3 of the next 4 games. Every single person listening would have considered that to be a positive. They left Cleveland in a far better situation than when they arrived. Not just in the division, but also in the wild card race. Over the course of the last 3 days, they have gained ground on Cleveland and continue to distance themselves from the Seattle Mariners and the Boston Red Sox. I am only interested in talking to the people who are focused on the 95% of what the Royals just accomplished. Some of you are focused on the 5%. I see it in the text line. Let me ask you this, and this question comes from an honest place. And I am open to taking phone calls. If you want to talk Royals today, I'm not that interested in talking about Bailey Zappe, who may never play for the Kansas City Chiefs, or Samaje Perine, who is going to rush for 160 yards over 17 weeks. I'm sure we'll talk about it at some point. That ain't really blowing my skirt up. 913-586-7965. The Royals lost today, yes. The Royals bullpen let them down today. Ain't that what we've been talking about for the last 2 months with this team? We're talking about a bullpen that's been overworked. A bullpen that before, earlier today, had given up one run in 15 innings. We're talking about that team? That's what you want me to be all mad about, hot and bothered about? Coming off the best series that they've had since they won the World Series? I can't do it. Today was not perfect today for the Royals. The last 4 days, 3 days, it has been the best that it's been to be a Royals fan in 9 years. They leave Cleveland one game back. They play Cleveland at home on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And that same 5% is going to figure out ways to not go watch them next week. Oh, I mean, football's right around the corner. I mean, you can't expect me to go to both. I mean, we know. Stop listening to the 5% Royals fans. They bring you down with their gosh darn negativity. I'm sick of it. We only do this to the Royals. We don't treat the Chiefs this way, and I understand why. We don't treat KU this way, whether it's football or basketball. We don't treat Mizzou. We don't treat K-State like this. We only treat the Royals this way. It was 100% sunny for 95% of the day. It rained for a little bit, and now you want to cancel the party. Stop it. There's two groups of people. There's people that see the cup as glass half full. It's not even half full. It's three quarters full. And people who see it as half empty. I don't have it in me today to talk to the people that have it at half empty. For what we know, their bullpen, this is not 2014 and 2015. Every time that the Royals are in this late inning situation, they are not going to bat 1,000. They have one competent relief pitcher that we trust on a game-in, game-out basis. He let him down today. They kept Michael Walker in probably a little bit longer than they should. Once he started to get in trouble, they took him out for the one person that we all like, and they lost today. That's fine. What did Aaliyah say? I want you to try again. Dust yourself off. That's it. It's baseball. Come back tomorrow. Who they got? Houston? They got Houston for four. And then next week, they have six games against the two best teams in their division. The Royals can be two games up in the division by kickoff of the NFL season. What is there to complain about? What is there to be unhappy about? Maybe I'm only speaking to the 5%, but Rob, you are looking at the same text line that I'm looking at. I don't know how you can't be anything than overwhelmingly positive that we are heading into Labor Day weekend and the Royals right now to win their division are at 2-1. And if we are talking just straight up head-to-head, they are better than Cleveland. That's the only team they need to be better than. They do not need to be better than Baltimore. They don't need to be better than the Yankees. They need to be better than Cleveland. They've played them 10 times. They've won 7 of the games. Go ahead, Rob.
Me and you are on the same page here. I heard this stat during Vern's postgame show. He's been referring to this 20-game stretch where the Royals have in this, you know, gauntlet as the Riptide. And he said this during the postgame show. He said, if I had told any Royals fan a week ago that they'd be 7 games into the Riptide, as he calls it, and they would have had one quality start, you probably don't think the Royals are 4-3 in that stretch. You probably think, uh-oh, the Royals are chewing on their fingernails, and can they hold off the Red Sox? You probably would have thought if they only had one quality start in 7 games, the division's dead. And we're talking about, you know, gripping and hoping against hope you keep that third wild card spot. But despite having starting pitching issues over the last 7 games, the Royals have started the Riptide with a winning record, including 3 of 4, which I remember Ned Yost, when he was in town, always said, man, oh man, winning 4-game series is difficult. They did that on the road against a first place team, and they are now heading on the road to take on Houston. There are flaws with this team, and we can talk about them. We can acknowledge them. And today is a gut punch. It was a winnable game. You were up 5-2. That's sports, though. It's just life sometimes. But it's just not sports. It's baseball. But on the whole, with 13 games left in the, quote, Riptide, you start out 4-3, and you're a game back in the division? And by the way, the Red Sox are in the distant rearview mirror. You feel like you're a postseason team, and this is now a test. That has to be viewed positively.
Text line 913-586-7965. Again, maybe this rant that I'm on is only directed at a small group of individuals, and that's fine. I can live with that. I hope that no one is confusing that I am very excited about the Royals. Very excited. The Royals were 9 games back of the division this season. They were 9 games back. They're 1 game back with, what is it, Rob, 28 to play. There is really only one question left for the Royals. Yes, we can talk about the bullpen. We can talk about Seth Lugo. There's other questions, right? Like, I don't want to make it seem like there aren't subplots. Can the Royals be 1 game better than Cleveland for the next 3.5 weeks? If the Royals are 1 game better than Cleveland, and that 1 game they can make up by playing Cleveland next week, if the Royals are 1 game better than Cleveland over the next 3.5 weeks, they are going to host playoff games and could possibly have the second best record in the American League. All of these things are possible. All they need to do is be 1 game better than Cleveland over the next 28 games. That's it. It's that simple. So on the text line, CDOT, I want them to keep pushing to get the 1 seed in the American League. Of course. Obviously. That's what we all want. The 1 seed is within grasp. I don't think they're going to get it, but it's not. At this point, anything is possible with the Royals. Anything is possible. They could be the 1 seed. They could win the division. They could narrowly miss winning the division and be a wild card team that no one will want to play. You guys love that term, house money. Tell me a team right now in baseball that's playing with more house money than the 2023 56-win Kansas City Royals. With Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha in their rotation. You give me it. Houston is not playing with house money. The Boston Red Sox are not playing for house money against the Royals. The Orioles are not playing for house money after they were the 1 seed last year in the postseason and got bounced out in round one. The Yankees don't even know what house money is. The Dodgers are not playing for it. For a team that you feel is 100, I won't say 100%, they are 90% certain of making the postseason. Tell me a team that feels like they have more house money and feels like they are the most dangerous team to play outside of the one that they currently have.
I also think it's of note with this series. if the Royals had faced the Guardians and this week was the playoff series, the wild card series, the Royals would have swept them. The Royals would have taken all three. The Royals, this was the ALDS, would be up 3-1 against a team that is a playoff team. The Guardians are a playoff team. And what's been the one knock we've heard all season from the haters, Carrington? Well, they're not good against teams over 500. Well, they're 4-3 in this stretch over against teams against 500, including 3-4. Against, and if you do 3-4 in a playoff
against
series.
Against the one team they need to be better than.
If you do that in any playoff series, you're winning the playoff series, period. Yeah. End of discussion.
Yeah, like this text. Again, maybe I'm just screaming to the 1%. And that's fine. I don't have anything else to do today. 913-586-7965. CDOT, I guess you're happy losing winnable games. Good luck in life. Let's read another text.
I mean this quick. I know you want to read another text, but real quick. Is there any team in sports that goes undefeated in winnable games? Even the Chiefs. Let's look at last year's winnable Chiefs games. They were not undefeated in winnable games. It happens. It's sports.
The only thing that the Royals did wrong was they lost the last game of the series. We wouldn't be having this conversation if the Royals had lost the second game of the series. If the Royals had won the first game of the doubleheader, lost the second, and then won the last two of the doubleheader, text line would be through the moon right now about the Royals. But the ending sucked. So now the whole movie was bad. Text line 913-586-7610. I'm going through these texts, and it's just... CDOT, it's not that they lost, it's how they lost. The sweep was right there for the taking, and they peed down their leg. First place was on the line, and they failed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Royals have made up 8 games in the last 5 weeks. 8. They failed. They play Cleveland next week. I know you guys don't go to games. I promise you they play Cleveland next week. You can go. Trust me, plenty of tickets are available. The same team they lost to that they're 7-3 against, they play them next week. They can make the game up. They can get it back. It has happened before. They can get it back. Hey, you know how they struggled against Minnesota? They also play them next week at the same stadium. It's in the same location it's been at since 1972. You know where it is. Let's go to the phone lines. I hope Jessica has a rosy outlook on life. How are you doing, Jessica?
I do. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I was going to say that I remember back in April when we were in a good position and everybody was saying, all the naysayers were saying, talk to us in June and see how they're doing then. And now it's almost September and we're still in the conversation, which I don't think anybody totally expected. So again, I just want to reiterate that I'm very happy with where we're at. And secondly, I mean, the season isn't over. Like, I know they have a busy schedule ahead, but there's still coaching staff and, you know, still, like, opportunities for growth where I'm sure they can identify the weaknesses and coach them through those, you know? That's what they have.
Jessica, I'm with you. I'm going to put you on hold. We have a pizza to give away today. I'm just going to give it to you because you seem like a kind individual.
Oh,
you can have it.
Thank you.
I love your outlook. You can have it, Jessica. Someone said I gave the wrong text line number. I'm sorry. 913-586-7965. I apologize. That's my fault. We can talk about the Chiefs. Some of you are saying, let's talk football. I'm always down to talk football. I'm sorry I've gotten so worked up about it. It just, we only do this with the Royals. We don't. I'm not telling you that the Royals are perfect. They obviously are not perfect. I don't know how you can watch the Royals this week and for a team that is 75-59, I don't know how today on a beautiful day outside, how we can poke holes in what they've accomplished so far when they did exactly what they were supposed to do. They took 3 of 4 from Cleveland. That's the second time this season that they've done that. We looked this up. We were actually going to do this. Maybe it's my fault because I was starting to prepare that they were going to win the game, and it's my fault. You know the last time that the Royals won all 4 games in Cleveland? Tell them when it was, Rob.
It would have been in June of 1973.
June of 1973. Denny Matthews was a young whippersnapper the last time that this happened. That's what it was. He was a young whippersnapper. Denny Matthews was like 35 when this happened. And you guys want me to be mad that they didn't win all 4 of the games? I can't do it. Coming up, we're going to take your phone calls. We will talk a tiny bit of Chiefs. I don't have it in me to I don't care about Bailey Zappe. If Bailey Zappe plays for the Chiefs, they have either clinched the 1 seed or something has terribly gone wrong for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's really no in between. If Bailey Zappe is in the game, it's week 18 and nobody is playing in the game. Or Patrick Mahomes and Carson Wentz got hurt and we can end any. If you got tickets to New Orleans, cancel them. Please sell your Airbnb if we see Bailey Zappe this year. Please.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.